Telegraph Wire and the Fable of the Flagman. An audio play by Peter Mark. Scene 1. Image of a tall tower made of lashed together logs. It stands high on a mountainside. On a distant hilltop, across a valley, is another tower.
Come on, answer back.
Fred stands on the mountainside tower. His semaphore flags at his feet. He holds a slate and a piece of chalk. He watches the flagman in the tower across the valley spell out one letter at a time.
Troops, ready, set.
He writes the message on his slate. Then he picks up his flags and echoes it.
Troops, ready, set.
He watches.
Come on, answer back already.
The distant signaler in the hilltop tower replies.
We await orders. All right, then.
Fred writes the reply, then puts the slate in its pouch.
I gotta get this to the telegraph office.
He starts down the ladder. The wind howls.
Look at those clouds, black as night.
Sound of a galloping horse. Scene 2. In a radio shack, a telegraph key clicks. A door opens.
Hey, hello.
Wait.
The young coder taps the telegraph key.
1530 out, full stop. Okay, now what?
To Commander Smith, troops ready, set.
The young telegraph coder writes on his slate.
Troops ready, set. Troops or troop?
Troops.
Sound of the tapping of the key.
Sent and done.
I'll wait for the reply.
Semaphore. It's so old-fashioned. Waving flags to communicate. Telegraph, now this is the future.
You're stuck in this room. I am mobile. Give me some logs and a rope and I can build a signal tower anywhere.
But I got distance. Washington is 200 miles away. Stuck in a room? This wire reaches all the way to Boston. Boston. You know how far that is?
I only know as far as I can see, and I can see pretty far.
3 weeks on a good horse on a clear road, but I can go there in 2 seconds.
Time, distance, they matter little to me. I have always only been here. All I know is Boston is that way, and I am out all day and in all night, and you should look a person in the eye when you are talking to them.
Look in their eyes? You can't see their eyes. They are miles away on another hilltop.
Yeah, maybe, but I can tell how they are. Tell by the way they signal.
And me too. I can tell a coder by how they tap, their speed, their phrasing. It's hard to describe.
I understand.
Telegraph, this is the future. Your old man ways are over. I have speed and reliability.
Reliability? I have reliability. All I have to do is wait and watch and remember how to spell.
Fred puts his chalkboard on the desktop.
Nice slate.
Military grade.
Dit 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 comes through the headset.
Your answer. They say all troops target Canttown. Attack on, Commander. Smith's discretion.
Fred writes the message and puts the chalkboard away.
They have a lot of men set and ready. I guess they're expecting a big fight. This war stinks like old fish.
Scene 3. A door closes. The gusty wind tugs at the signaler's hat. Sound of a galloping horse. Scene 4. Jimmy peeks out his half-open door. There is a rumble of thunder in the distance.
Those are some dark clouds.
A powerful gust stresses a large maple tree branch. It snaps with a loud crack.
Wow, what was that?
He pushes the door full open against the wind and sees that the fallen branch has pulled down the telegraph wire from the pole.
Oh no!
Image of Jimmy climbing the pole with a loop of cable on his shoulder. Scene 5. Fred signals the all-in message to the other tower. He waits and watches.
Yeah, you got it. All in. They'll see our boys will ferret those rats out of Canttown. They think they can hide. Well, their command post is dust.
Scene 6. Sound of the shack door closing against the wind.
Oh, that was too hard. Way too hard.
The headset squeaks on the table.
Hey, what's that?
He taps out ready on his telegraph key.
Come on, talk to me, I'm ready.
The message restarts.
Error, last. Troops should stand down. What? Stand down? Canttown, incorrect, target. New target is Newtonville. 3, attempts, no response. They tried three times. I have to get to the tower. Message received 1530 out.
Sound of the slamming shack door. Image of Jimmy running. Scene 7.
Fred! Fred!
Image of the signaller on his horse, looking backwards at Jimmy.
Fred!
Whoa, what is up, boy?
It was wrong. The troops should stand down. It is the wrong city. Signal them to stand down.
Stand down, wrong city?
The first message was wrong. It's supposed to be Newtonville, not Canton.
Damn those fools. You keep running, boy. Keep going until you get to where the path intersects the Broadway. Then go towards the setting sun. Get a message to Commander Smith.
Scene 8. Image of the flagman climbing the tower. The dark clouds are closing in.
I see you there. Come on, signal back, come on.
Thunder booms.
Okay, you see me. Here we go. S-T-A-N.
Lightning strikes the distant tower.
No!
The tower tumbles down the hillside.
God help us.
The sound of a galloping horse. Scene 9. The old man catches up to Jimmy on the trail.
Did you tell them? Did you tell them to stand down?
The hilltop tower has fallen. There is no one there to tell. I'm going to ride ahead.
Photo of the rider speeding off. The horse's hooves kick up dust. Jimmy runs behind. Scene 10. Image of Fred on his horse, stopped at the intersection. The troops march lazily east away from Canton. Jimmy in the distance is approaching.
Oh no, are we too late? Hey soldier, soldier!
Yeah, what?
Fred, did you tell them?
Soldier, did you get the message? It is not Canton.
Canton? Canton is gone. We barely slowed our march. Not much of a command post. There is nothing now.
Nothing?
Survivors?
Survivors? Ha! There is no one left. They didn't even fight back.
This is my fault. The wire came down. My fault. By the time I got it reconnected, I missed three messages. It took me time to fix it. The telegraph failed. I failed. Innocent people are dead because I failed.
Jimmy presses his face against the horse. He stomps his feet. Fred reaches down and touches the young man's head.
It is not your fault. I failed too. I thought I could always signal that my ways were best. But then the tower fell. It fell when we needed it most.
Maybe the future is not reliable. Maybe it doesn't even work.
The old ways don't always work either. And who cares how? Wave a flag, tap a key, print it to a book. If we are spreading lies, if we are spreading mistakes, then how we do it does not matter. It is not how we communicate. It is the message that we send.
The end. This was Telegraph Wire and the Fable of the Flagman. Written and directed by Peter Mark. Thank you for listening and good night.